الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, one of the statements that is in the tongues of many people is that what does the future hold for us? With all the different conditions that people are facing, whether it be a financial problem, different other problems that people are going through, these words are on the tongues of people. What does the future hold for myself, for my family, for my children? But when you analyze this statement, then you realize that the intention of each and every person is, what is my future as far as my dunya is concerned? As far as my life in this dunya, what is my future? Whereas a mu'min, his sight is not only the dunya. His sight is the dunya and the akhirah. The main focus of a mu'min is the akhirah, not the dunya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the ayat and the verse that are recited, which is a very famous ayat, is recited in Salah also. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ O those who have brought iman, check, watch, what you have sent forth for tomorrow, that is the akhirah. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the main focus of a believer and a mu'min, the main focus of it is the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop us from earning the dunya and fulfilling our needs in the dunya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. The dunya has been created for you. You have to live in this dunya, you have to fulfill your needs in the dunya. But you have been created for the akhirah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, He mentions, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ If amongst the people you get those people, they say, oh Allah, give us the goodness of dunya only. They don't even think about akhirat. Akhirat is not in their minds. Their focus is only the dunya. Allah says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ They're not going to get anything in the akhirat. But on the other hand, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ But you get those people who say, oh Allah, give us the best of dunya also. Give us the best of akhirat also. So Allah Ta'ala is not stopping us from seeking the dunya. What Allah is stopping us from? بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Are you giving preference to the dunya over the akhirat? Where's the akhirat? Will not come to an end. The akhirat is better than the dunya. And the akhirat will last forever. After mentioning these two verses and these two groups of people, the first group, who they focus is the dunya, not to the akhirat. And then the other person who is, he asks for dunya and akhirat. Allah Ta'ala gives some examples in Quran Sharif. An example of a person whose intention and his focus is only dunya. Allah speaks about Qarun. He had so much of wealth, leave alone the wealth. He needed a group of people just to carry the keys of his treasury. Now Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully in the Quran, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. So the people around him advised him, say, that whatever Allah has given you, that wealth Allah has given you, seek the akhirat. Earn the akhirat. And also keep some money also for your dunya. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةَ. Seek your akhirat. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget about the dunya also, because you have to live in the dunya. But your main focus should be the akhirat. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ. Do good in this dunya. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done good for you, you do good for others also. Allah has favored you so much. Do good. Use those blessings in the way Allah wants you to use the blessings. Use those blessings that will benefit you. But what did he say? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I got all this wealth because of my effort. Allah never give me nothing. I worked hard for it. Day and night I was working. From morning till evening I was working. It is because of my effort. In the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. We sunk him, wealth, everything into the earth. Everything was lost. Allah Ta'ala destroyed. Then Allah gives another incident in Quran about a person whose focus, main focus was akhirah. In the beginning of Islam, hijrat and migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah was fard. It was compulsory. You had to make hijrat from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah. There was a sign of a person's iman. So a sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, by the name of Suhaib Rumi, he wanted to make hijrat also. Now remember those sahaba ranum who made hijrat from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, they were very wealthy. They had a lot of wealth in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But they had to leave everything and make hijrat and go to Madinah al-Munawwarah. So much so that Allah addressed them in Madinah al-Munawwarah, lil fuqara al-muhajirin. That they were fuqara, they were now destitute. These muhajirin who made hijrat, they were wealthy in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They had to leave everything and start all over again in Madinah al-Munawwarah. Now they are destitute. You have nothing by you. So this sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wanted to make hijrat. But we know the kuffar of Makkah were always stopping them. So they came and they tried to stop him also from making hijrat. Now look at this sahabi. He told them, see, I got a lot of wealth in Makkah. You can take everything. Just allow me to go to Madinah. Just allow me to go to Madinah al-Munawwarah. You take everything. And a person of dunya, these kuffar are people of dunya. You give them dunya, they're very happy. So he took, they took, no problem. We'll take all your wealth, you carry on. Allah revealed the verses because of the sahabi. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. From amongst the people, you get those people. They sell their lives. Or they release their lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave the whole dunya just to release himself so that he can make hijrah. Now he comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Comes to Madinatul Munawwara. He tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what I have done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rabbi Hasuhib. What a bargain. You purchased Jannat for the dunya. You gave everything for your akhirah. What if? So this sahaba, Ranum Allah addresses them that they are poor. But as far as the iman, they were very rich. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us that you must abandon the dunya. You must leave everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that your main focus must be the akhirah. The dunya must not become a barrier. When it comes to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are faced every day with different situations. A person is in his business, and now the azan time goes. The muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah, and the customer is saying, I'm here to buy. What are you going to do? Are you going to give preference to that customer, or are you going to give preference to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or you're going to make some type of excuse. No, the namaz time is from this time to this time. I can't read it in the last time of the salah also. I'm not making qada. Allah praises sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rijalul la tulhim tijaratu wala bay'un an dhikrillahi wa iqamis salah. Sahaba was such that it was businesses, it was trade. Did not take them away from the zikr of Allah. Did not take them away from the command of Allah. Allama Qurtubi Rahimallah. Under this verse he mentions that if a blacksmith was holding his hammer right on the top and the azan went, we're not talking of salah starting, we're talking of azan. And the azan began, he will drop his, whatever his hammer that he's holding day and he'll go straight to the masjid. If a businessman was doing a business transaction and he offered the buyer whatever he needed to offer him, and the buyers just had to pay still, and the azan went, they will stop the trade in between there. They will go for the salah, come back, we can continue. But this can't continue. That's why Allah says, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. Because they gave themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They presented themselves and they submitted completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our fikr and our worry should not only be dunya. Our worry should be what preparation are we making for the akhirah. So Allah ta'ala says in that verse, check what have you done for the akhirah. We read Surah Yasin, and we should be even reciting Surah Yasin every day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person who recites Surah Yasin, قُضِيَتْ حَاجَتُ. Allah will fulfill his needs. But in the first page, in the first ruku of Surah Yasin, Allah mentions a verse. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيَ الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. We will raise them on the day of Qiyamah. And we are recording وَنَكْتُوا مَا قَدَّمُ, whatever they sent forth for themselves for the akhirah. And whatever they left behind. When a person passes away, there are certain actions we know. Famous hadith, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ عَدَمْ إِنْ قَطَ عَمَلُوا إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When a person passes away, all his actions are closed. The only time we will appreciate those actions is once his eyes closes. Because we need actions. And once we, our eyes close, they must continue. The machine must continue, as it says. So when you close your eyes, Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَنَكْتُوا مَا قَدَّمُوا. We write those actions which you sent forth for yourself, which will help you in qabr, which will help you in akhirat. And we also write down those actions which you left behind. You gone, but the actions are still here. So they are continuing. And as this quoted the hadith. First one, oh, sadaqatun jariyah. That recurring sadaqah that is continuing even after you left. A person built a masjid, or he contributed to the masjid. Sometimes you say build a masjid. A person is thinking, I don't have enough money to build a whole masjid. So it means I can't give anything. So not only build a masjid, even contributing some part to the masjid. Doesn't have to be a whole masjid. Even contributing to some part of the masjid. Or building a madrasa. Or contributing to a madrasa. Where the knowledge of deen is being imparted. Or you build a borehole. People are making wuzu. People are drinking water. As long as that thing is continuing, your sawab is continuing. A person contributes to some agriculture. Food is growing there. People are eating from that food. Or a person just even grew a tree also. That animal that eats from that tree, you're also getting sawab. They're also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O sadaqatun jariyah. O ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. O that knowledge which others benefit from. You taught someone, each and every person in the home, father tells the child, read your salah. As long as the child reads his salah, then the father is going to get reward for it. Or he tells the family, they have ta'aleem in the home. Whatever they learn from there, and they practice on the thing, the father is going to get the reward. That parent who sent his child to the madrasa, he's paying for the fees only. He never teach the child, but he contributed to the ta'aleem and the ilm of the child. He's getting reward. And that ustad who is teaching the child, he's getting the reward. O waladun salihun yad'u lahu. O that pious child that will make dua imaf. My respected father always mentions that the biggest asset today is pious children. Pious children. When you leave, they will make dua in maghfirat for you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you such stages in Jannah, you'll ask, oh Allah, I didn't do all these things. Where am I getting this from? Allah will say that pious child made dua in maghfirat. Made dua for you. You got these high stages. Hadith Shaykh Zakaria Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a few incidents under this hadith. He says there was a person. He saw in his dream, saw a lady. So, in the picture of the dream, he saw the Qabrustan. People from the graves are all waking up, and they're running helter-skelter. There was one lady, she's calm, cool and calm. She's not running. So he asked her in the dream, everyone is running, where are they going? See, they're all running for the Isalu Sawab. People send Sawab for people. They're all running, they're waiting for you. You not running? No, I got my child. He reads for me every day and he sends for me Isalu Sawab. So I do nothing to worry about. Then he mentions another incident about a person. Also, all the graves are opening. Everyone are running. But there was one man who's not running. Asked him, why are you not running? He said, no, I got my son, he sends one Quran for me every day. Where's your son? Oh, in a certain place. Next morning he goes there, and he sees this word, a youngster is selling sweetmeat, but his lips is moving. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, no, I recite one Quran. He said, don't worry, alhamdulillah, I've seen a dream. Your rewards are reaching your mother and father. Rewards are reaching. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, al-mayyitukal gharib. That person who has passed away is like a drowning person. They're waiting for sawab to come. They're waiting for sawab. So this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us in many, many ahadith and this verse that I recited in the beginning, that make preparations for your akhirah. Yes, this dunya, we have to live in this dunya. And we have to fulfill our needs in the dunya. But we need to ask ourselves, what actions are we doing that will assist us in the qabr? What actions will assist us in the akhirat? And when we leave this world, what actions are going to continue? Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties of each and every person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast upon kamil iman. Take us from this world with kamil iman. Let us wake up on the day of qiyamah with kamil iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.